Now, the Crown Cast with your host, Murray Brookshaw.
Welcome to the Crown Cast, episode 65. I'm Murray Brookshaw. With me today is director of golf here at Crown Isle, Jamie Moran. Good day, Jamie.
Yeah, good day to you, Murray. Great to be here. And man, that season just went by quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, boy, it's winding down. And, you know, this is a great time to reflect on an amazing year of golf and events here at Crown Isle.
It was a fantastic year. Like I mentioned, it's gone by super quick, but by all reports, everyone's had a great year, and we're already in planning stages for next season.
So let's run through the big items in order. The first order of business last winter was to revamp and revitalize Men's Night. And we did a survey, an incredible response, over 100 people participating in the survey. And let's go over some of the things that we changed as a result of that feedback.
Yeah, it was great to see over 100 people give us some of their ideas and some of the feedback, took their time. Obviously, people were passionate about Men's Night, but wanted to see a few changes. So once we got all that information together, we made some decisions, introduced a team concept and draft night, and the rest was off to the races then. Man, it was well received.
Yeah, the handicap divisions, having four handicap divisions, really made a big difference for the prizing, a lot more equitable.
Yeah, equity. A lot of guys were almost surprised to actually win stuff each week, which is wonderful. And it got everyone signing up again for next week. So we had a super consistent turnout all season long.
So let's just go over some of the big ones. The first half winner of the team competition was...
That was the team of the Kyle Wise Financial. Not only did they win the first half, but they were our title sponsors, so we appreciate them a lot. They had a narrow victory over SOS Orthotics.
Yeah, like a one-point win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tied, actually, after the first half of the season, so we almost had to have a playoff night for them. So it came down to that night. Tons of fun. Kyle Wise Financial came on top, and that set the tone then for the second half.
And the second half, we had Coastal Community Credit Union win over ILS, right?
Yeah, they were really close heading into the last day, but Coastal Community Credit Union had a great finale, and they took it over ILS. So they ended up then in the final against Kyle Wise Financial, and it was kind of a convincing victory then on that last night. They took all their mojo, kept it going, and they are going to be the ones rewarded with a great champions dinner for them and their spouses.
And that's fantastic, happening in the atrium, and it's whatever they want to eat and drink with their spouses, and what a great prize.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be working here in a little bit, kind of putting the menu together and some ideas for them, and look forward to breaking bread with them, setting the tone now for next season and the fun things we've got planned for that.
And we should really thank Jason Welsh and Crown Isle Homes for putting that together.
100%. Along with many of our other great sponsors, but the Crown Isle looked after kind of our draft night, and then they're sponsoring this Champions Dinner here at the end of the way. So two bookend great events was during a great season.
Yeah. The Men's Night finale, what a great time. And over 120 people took part in it, and $20,000 in prize awarded that night. What do you think the prize amount would be for the whole year?
I mean, it'd be well over 40,000, because we gave well over $1,000 each week over the 21 weeks too. So probably closer to 50K would be my best guess that we gave out. But it's all due to the support of our great sponsors and then our members and their guests for supporting it all season long.
Yeah, and then we had skins as well, and it was really well received. We can't wait until next year, and hopefully we'll have some party at the draft night and a few different wrinkles to make that just a great night.
Absolutely. It should be a ton of fun, and you know it's equitable when Murray Brookshaw gets in the prizes on a fairly consistent basis.
Yeah, when it shows you that luck of the draw is the way to go. Now, Ruth Chapman and the Ladies Club had a great year with Tuesday's Ladies Days and events throughout the year. And there were also some combo events, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Ladies Club does such a phenomenal job, led by Ruth. It was great to have her as the Ladies Club captain for the last couple of seasons. They just kind of finished up their season and their events. And a new captain has been announced. That's going to be Diana Kolpak for this coming year. So we're excited to see what she's going to bring and what events can be enhanced and added for next year.
Yeah, they have a great participation level too. Even a better participation level than the men's club for their events.
For some of the events, for sure. And I love they've got a great charitable component where they do some charitable things and some luncheons and a few things like that. And yeah, they're heavily invested interested, and they do a lot of great work in the community.
Now, Dennis Teasdale took over from Dave Yannick as the men's club captain this past season, and they also had some great events, including the Woodpecker, the club championship, along with the ladies. And can you recap some of those events?
Yeah, Woodpecker this year, that's the kind of the member guest invitational that we run, two-person teams. We had 30 teams this year, which was up over last, and we're going to continue to try and enhance that and get those numbers up. But that's just such a fun couple of days, an opportunity to showcase our club. And then the club championships, I think, is kind of our flagship event. We had over 100 participants this year, both men and women. We made an entire weekend out of it with the addition of a par three contest on Friday night. We moved the horse race from Friday to Saturday. Plus, we had two phenomenal days of competition and crowned, no pun intended, some phenomenal champions, including young Charlie Duncan squeezing in a six-footer on the last hole to win to some oohs and ahs and thunderous applause on the last hole.
Yeah, no question. And I think that if you haven't participated in a club championship at the club yet, or any club you belong to, it's about the score, but it's also about the event. It's about the fun. It's about the camaraderie. At the end of the day, the score fades away if you had a bad couple of days, but the fun remains, right?
That's it. We don't remember who finished second. We don't remember who finished last. We celebrate our champions, but we celebrate our members. It's just a fun weekend, and we can't wait to do it all again next year.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, we were proud to host three major golf events this past year. Jamie, can you recap those?
Yeah, so we kind of had one major event each month starting in June, July, and August. The PGA Tour America's Q School was that first week of June, 150 professionals kind of from around the world. Trying to get status on the PGA Tour Americas. That's such a phenomenal week for us, some phenomenal play. It's fun working with the PGA Tour and their people as well. And interviewing the leaders and the champions when it's all said and done, they really loved Crown Isle and everything we have to offer.
Yeah, the phenomenal thing is when you talk to people in the parking lot and on the driving range and that sort of thing, or in the timber room after, this golf course stands up to that kind of level of competition, and they rave about our greens and fairways. They really do.
Yeah. We're fortunate to have one of the best supers in Canada with Colin Stairs that gets the golf course in the condition as good as anything these guys play for the season. They were all blown away, and it's a good test of golf for them. And one of the things I like about it here too is that it's super fair. It's there in front of you. It's not tricked up. But it's in great shape, and it can really eat you up if you're not in the right places.
And one of the surprising things is one of the hardest holes of the whole tournament was number 7, a par 3. And you heard those guys talking about it, and they thought it was tough, and it played tough.
Yes, yeah, that's a great par 3 with the glacier on the backdrop there, and it kind of almost benign while you're standing on there, but boy, your score can add up quick if you don't hit it in the right spot off that tee box.
Yeah, no question. We also hosted the ladies' mid-am.
Yeah, we were super proud to host a national championship there with working with Golf Canada, the National Ladies' Mid-Amateur Championship. So that was women 25 and older. I believe we had over almost 80 participants in it this year from all over Canada and even a few up from the U.S., a great showcase again for Crown Isle and what we do. They were here in July, and same thing. Quite a few of them absolutely loved it, and even had a few talking about maybe finding out a way to move here in their future.
Oh, wow. Now, you're a former national RBC Scramble champion in Cape Breton when you worked in PEI, and we held the regional finals here.
Yeah, so that was a cool event for us to be able to host. We host a local qualifier each year where that team that wins our local qualifier will get to go off and play in the next regional final. We were just fortunate this year to also host that regional final. So we had 20 teams from around British Columbia competing here with the top teams, then being able to go on to that national final in Cabot. And man, it was so good to see one of our Crown Isle teams. We did have two playing in it. We won't talk about the other team that missed out in a six-way countback. But the team with our teaching pro, Adrian Wright, along with members Peter and Chelsea Delaray, Sue Finneron and Al Dack, won here, won the right to go off to the national finals, and man, they did phenomenal, finishing fifth place out of 20 teams there.
Yeah, we followed that pretty closely, you and I, and the videos and everything that Golf Canada put on. What a golf course that is, and they did handle themselves very well.
Yeah, I was super proud of how they did. They competed extremely well. They had a good play from all their players, which was nice to see. And not only, yes, I was fortunate to win that event a couple years ago with my team from PEI, but these guys did extremely well, and they came back with a bunch of great stories. And it's all about how do we get back and compete in it next year. So we, again, will host a local qualifier in May, and hopefully them and many other member teams will participate in that this year, so we can send another representative team off to those national finals next year.
Now, we had the men's club closing tournament and AGM this past Saturday, and that was a great event, a lot of fun, two-man scramble. And we've got one more event for the men's club to round out the year.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we'll be hosting the Crown Isle Cup, which will be an invitation-based event based on participation throughout the season. So we've kind of been tracking who's played in which events. We've allocated points based on the event. So the Woodpecker and Club Championship have more points awarded to it, plus small amount of points for participating in men's nights. The goal of this event is to celebrate the people that have supported everything that Crown Isle has done here this year, that play in everything, that have some fun and some camaraderie. So just a fun way to kind of wrap up the season. We'll do a little day of match play and have a great meal and hopefully a cold beverage or two afterwards.
Yeah, and then again, if you don't participate in the men's club events or the ladies club events, it's about the camaraderie and the fun and about playing a game of golf and partnering with different people that you don't normally play with. That's what it's really about, is the fun aspect of it. The scores don't really matter unless you really, really, really are serious about winning.
True, for sure. I mean, we've got a great group of members here. And sure, everyone wants to play as well as they can, or at least up to their ability. And when that happens, yeah, you might be rewarded with a prize or two. But the biggest thing is our social component. Everyone loves being a part of it. And they're all asking when the next event is, because they're clamoring to sign back up again.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you mentioned Colin and his crew a little while ago. Anything they're working on to improve the golf course in the next year, and maybe summarize some of the achievements that they accomplished this year?
Yeah, so this season now is kind of wrapped up with a lot what they're going to do with the bunkers. I think we've all been watching that bunker renovation happen while it's out there this last season and two. It is going to be a three-year plan, so the last bunkers will be finished off next season. That last one on hole 16, I think, is going to be finished off in the next week or so. And then some of the off-season projects there, I know he's going to focus on a few of the tee boxes that are not flat anymore, and kind of get those there. Not a lot we could do in the off-season, because we can't get things to grow back in as well. Mm-hmm. But some of those little projects to be tended to this off-season, and then right away in the spring we'll start on that last third of the bunkers and get them done, because man, the ones that have been done so far are just fantastic.
Yeah, a lot better and shaped, and some lower lips and time and places where there needs to be lower lips and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, a great example of it is the bunker there to the left of 12. That was shrunk. The bottom was brought up a little closer to the top, so that you're not completely blind standing in there where all you can see is the top of the flagstick. Bunkers obviously are hazards, but they don't need to be as difficult as a hazard. We want them a little bit easier to get out of. And so having them built this way, more consistent, a little easier to get out of, is just going to make it a better experience for all.
Yeah, from all accounts, 2024 has been a great year of golf here at Crown Isle. Jamie, I'd like to really personally thank you and the golf team for a job well done. And I know that 2025 is going to be an even better year, because I kind of know some of the stuff you're working on. I'm very, very excited about it. Why don't you take this opportunity to thank your team and wish us well in 2025?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're super fortunate, like I mentioned before. We've got a great group of members, so excited to keep enhancing what we offer for them and getting them more engaged and participating more and playing more golf and loving this game as much as we do. But again, I'm fortunate to have a good team There, I've got a team of professionals, Adrian and Peter. Peter's new this year, great asset for us going forward. Crystal, the shop, our retail manager, keeps the shop looking great, and we're actually in the plans now for buying what we're going to be selling next season. So we're excited about that. And then John Landry outside, our service levels are enhanced, and looking forward to doing some new and better things with them for next season. And then over and above that, Jason Andrew has been a great leader, and people like yourself, Murray, and your passion for Crown Isle, it's fun to come to work every day, and we all have the common goal of increasing and improving everything that we do.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's really nice to have a guy like Jason at the top who can play a little bit of golf himself too.
He's pretty darn good, that guy.
Hey, thanks for joining me on Crowncast 65. Really appreciate it. Let's chat again soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to every chance we get to talk, whether it's on the mic or not. And look forward to next season.
The Crowncast podcast is available on crownisle.com, Apple, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.